Dave, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As you might still be able to tell, I'm getting over a cold. And as I'm getting over a cold, Mark, you're entering the cold.
I can barely talk. It's going to be rough by the end of the night.
Yeah, it was rough on me last night. But
so everybody stay tuned and see really what happens to my voice.
Indeed. 800-259-9231 if you want to take a little burden off of Mark and call in and take up some of the airtime. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. We're going to start things off here tonight with two stories about just callous behavior on the part of the government, both federal and local. Federal level first. According to the Associated Press, non-lethal weapons such as high-power microwave devices should be used on American citizens in crowd control situations before they're used on the battlefield, according to the Air Force Secretary on Tuesday. Domestic use would make it easier to avoid questions in the international community over any possible safety concerns, according
to... Yeah, God knows we wouldn't want to kill the people in the battlefield before we did our own citizens.
Well, it's not for killing. These are non-lethal.
Or harm them, I guess.
Said Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn, quote, "If we're not willing to use it here against our fellow citizens, then we should not be willing to use it in a wartime situation." I mean, this is almost hard to believe it's a real article.
Yeah, it's weird.
But it is. It's the AP. Because if I, quote, if I hit somebody with a non-lethal weapon and they claim that it injured them in a way that was not intended, I think that I'd be vilified in the world press. Not that anyone could really sue you anyway.
Does he mean this?
Does he mean it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he means it.
Who cares? Vilified in the world press. I mean, we're talking about American citizens. You want to turn this on?
Yep. Well, the Air Force has funded research into non-lethal weapons, but he said the service isn't likely to spend more money on development until injury issues are reviewed by medical experts and resolved. Non-lethal weapons can weaken people if they are hit with the beam. Some of the weapons can emit short, intense energy pulses that also disable some electronic devices. I've seen some of these things. Not in person, but I've seen photographs and pictures of these. They're supersonic, sort of ultra-high-frequency-style audio weapons, basically. Hmm. They've got different types, but this is one that I'm aware of. It essentially just sort of zonks you somehow with supersonic audio waves or something, and I don't understand exactly how it works, but it sounds a little bit frightening to me.
It does sound scary.
And here they are saying that you should use it on American citizens before you take it anywhere else and test it out. I don't know if I think that that's such a good idea. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, today I was in class today, and I put up a PowerPoint, and it was in Spanish class, and it just, like, I was just supposed to have a conversation, and I just put up, I live in New Hampshire, and then I asked the question, why are you in New Hampshire? And I explained about the Free State Project.
Okay.
I got a lot of people interested in that, and this one girl got into a huge argument with me about, you know, the Free State Project and about just basically, you know, moving to New Hampshire or anything about freedom or, you know, government at all. She said, you know, how the government is great. And then, you know, she touched on the topic about immigration, and she said they should not be able to come here. And then she told me...
She was busy, huh? She touched it on just about everything.
Then she told me to leave the country. And I said, so wait.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, they should not be able to come here, but I should leave the country.
Yeah, if you think that other people should be able to come into America, then she thinks you should get out.
Right.
Because she doesn't want your type around here.
Right, but what she's saying is that if I don't like the government, I should leave. But if they don't like their government or their situation, they should stay.
Yeah, that is what she's saying. It's a bit hypocritical, isn't it?
Yeah, and also she was saying, she's like, if the government wasn't in this country, we would be nowhere.
What does that mean? We'd
like,
be nowhere?
I guess she means that we would not be civilized at all.
Just retarded. All of the advancements to civilization and technology and the wealth that we have in this country are a direct result of the freedom that we once had in America, not a result of government. Government doesn't create. Government doesn't generate wealth. Government doesn't create products and services that are in demand by the marketplace. Only people in search of profit do that, and nobody in the government is a person in search of profit. People in the government are just people in search of paychecks.
Right. I explained that, and she said she was a Democrat. And I asked her why she was a Democrat, and she said, well, because my parents are.
Oh, that's fake. It figures.
Yeah, and I was like, so you don't do your own research, you just go by what your parents tell you.
Well, she's, what, 15, 16?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody does their own research at that age. No one, everybody at that age is either totally, they just totally don't care about politics, or they don't think it's important, or they've completely absorbed their parents' belief system. If they are a political person, they're very political, and they're just right along online with their parents.
Right. Also, about the PowerPoint, my teacher was very interested in the Free State Project, and mm-hmm. she said she might just join.
Wow, that's fantastic. And this is your Spanish teacher?
Yeah, that amazed me. And she's from Puerto Rico, I believe.
Excellent, sir. Well done. I mean, a great. It's cool to use your assignments at school to try and work in pro freedom, pro liberty messages. That's a neat idea.
Right. And also in English class, you know, we're reading books about freedom and stuff. You know, like about the Constitution and how it started. And one girl asked, well, what was the document that gave me my rights? I said, no document gave you your rights.
Ooh, good call. So, yes, that's right. Documents don't give you rights. You just have rights as an individual, as a human being. And the Bill of Rights simply outlines those rights for the government to respect.
Right, that's what I said. And my teacher was like, would you stop being so technical? I'm like, no, I was not given rights by a document.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not a technical issue. That's critical.
Ask her if the Bible created God.
Right. And, you know, all the people were like, yeah, you're just stupid because, you know, you're so passionate about this. I'm, like, passionate about, what, my freedom?
Well, they can claim, you know, they can call you stupid as much as they want, and I hope they enjoy their shackles and their chains as they grow older and you continue on your path towards freedom. Francisco, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let them talk their trash. Let them be, because by them calling him stupid, mm-hmm. sitting in class and calling him stupid, they're just admitting their own ignorance and admitting their own stupidity.
Well, it probably gives him an opportunity to think about what he said, too.
Wait, what does?
The fact that it even came up in discussion. No matter what they say right then, they have the opportunity to think about it.
Yeah, well, that much is true. 1-800-259-9231. All right, more government callousness here. So first, the federal government is talking about testing non-lethal weapons on citizens in crowd control situations. And here's another one from a year ago. We talked about this when it happened, but now a little more information has come out. I don't know if you remember this, Mark, but about a year ago in the Hurricane Katrina debacle when people were trying to get out of the city of New Orleans,
right.
There was one story about a group of people that were traveling together towards one particular parish. They were trying to cross a bridge, and they were prevented from crossing that bridge. And we were pretty outraged by it, the idea that the police had barricaded off this bridge and would not allow any of the people in this group to cross. So they had to just camp out on the other side. And
I remember this.
And it was just a tragic story. Now we know a little bit more. According to the Times, I guess New Orleans Times, a grand jury investigation into the actions of suburban police officers who barred New Orleans residents fleeing Hurricane Katrina from entering the town was announced late Thursday. Law enforcement officials from Gretna prevented the evacuees, most of them black, from crossing a Mississippi River bridge into the predominantly white suburb. The New Orleans residents who tried to escape the city 3 days after Katrina hit said their path was blocked by armed officers, some with dogs.
Wow.
The September 1st incident on a non-pedestrian toll crossing sparked charges of racism against the Gretna Police Department and City Council.
Really?
And exacerbated already strained relations between the two cities. District Attorney spokesperson said in a statement that the Jordan's office had received findings that would allow Jordan to begin a grand jury investigation of the incident, which she said, quote, involved several hundred evacuees claiming that law enforcement officers denied them access to safety while attempting to flee New Orleans. The Gretna police and city officials could not be reached for comment. In an interview with the Times in November, Gretna Mayor Ronnie C. Harris said the city stood by its decision to block the bridge. And here's his quote to back it up. Quote, "We were concerned about life and property. It was quite evident that a criminal element was contained in the crowd of probably mainly decent people. How is it that you can tell from across a bridge by looking at a group of people that there's a criminal element in there?"
Yes.
These are people trying to get to safety. That's all you knew.
3 days after the city's
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees. None of those hoops to jump through that the other talk shows want you to jump through in order to get your hands on their archives. We give them away. Front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, we've been in New Hampshire now for coming up on 2 weeks at this point already. And
it's getting close.
Yeah, about a week and a half, actually, at this point. And today, my girlfriend and I went out and we took part in our first activism event. Okay, well, we've been to a couple meetings, but this is like the first protest-style activism event here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, she was at the backpack event. This is your first.
That's true. Thank you. She was at the backpacking event. So here in Keene, there's a weekly event that takes place out in front of the IRS office, which happens to be near the post office as well, where a group of activists protest the IRS. We want them to get out of Keene, for instance. Go away. Leave us alone. We don't want you here.
Well, and going away won't make them leave you alone.
Okay. Well, I'd rather have them go away and leave us alone. But anyway, so we're standing out there with signage like, honk if you hate taxes, no IRS, IRS out of Keene. And I was so impressed because I used to do this stuff all by myself,
mm-hmm.
right? Back in Sarasota,
yes,
Florida. there was actually
pictures of you in the newspaper.
A picture of me in the Sarasota Herald Tribune once, back when I had long hair, standing on the side of the road over by the post office, all alone with a honk if you hate taxes sign. And so I'm used to showing up to these sorts of things and being the only person there for hours on end. In this case, there were 10 people there, which to me is just fantastic.
It's huge.
It's stunning. And I got to say, man, there's really, with this many good people in the area, with this many people, this many pro-freedom, pro-liberty-minded people in the same area together, in the same state together, it's inevitable, Mark, that something really good is going to happen up here over time.
I have to agree.
And, of course, that's why we're part of the Free State Project, First 1000 Pledge. More details on that on the way. 800-259-9231 is the number for you to get in touch with us. We've been talking about intellectual property over the past several days, and I'm just going to be kind of burning through some emails here tonight. One of them's in regards to IP, or intellectual property. We've talked about different aspects of it, from patents to copyrights, and this is a copyright-focused email. It's from Alan. He says, "Hey, love your show. Listen to it every day on my iPod. I bought my iPod for music because I love it. That is music. There's a website that I always go to learn a new song, and it's the only reason I can play any songs on my guitar at all." Then he gives the site. It's guitartabs.cc. It's a large database of guitar tablature, so people like me that can't read and play music can still learn songs that other people put into tablature form. I'll post below what he saw on the website. So apparently what has happened is this guitar website has been attacked by the National Music Publishers Association. The company,
oh, really?
which owns this website has been indirectly threatened via our ISP with legal action by the NMPA, as well as the Music Publishers Association, MPA, on the basis that sharing tablature constitutes copyright infringement. At what point does describing how one plays a song on guitar become an issue of copyright infringement?
It really does sound like a stretch.
This website, among other things, helps users teach each other how they play guitar parts for many different songs. This is the way music teachers have behaved since the first music was ever created. The difference here is that the information is shared by way of a new technology, the internet. When you're jamming with a friend and you show him or her the chords for a song that you heard on the radio, is that copyright infringement? What if you helped him or her remember the chord progression or riff by writing it down on, say, a napkin? Is that infringement? If he or she calls you later that night on the phone or emails you and you respond via one of those methods, are you infringing? I don't know, but I'd really like to know. Apparently, the NMPA and the MPA believes the internet may be on the foul side of the legality line that they would like to draw here. For me,
yeah, the whole thing.
I see no different. Wait, what the whole thing was?
The whole internet.
Oh.
They'd like to just do away with it.
Yeah, it's a troublemaking thing, that internet. For me, I see no difference. It's teachers educating students and covered as fair use of the tablature. The teachers here don't even get paid, nor do the students have to pay this website to access the lessons. So in the case of guitartabs.cc, they were just putting up tablature. And again, I don't know much about music, but as I understand it, tabs are an easier way for people that don't know how to read music to read music.
Well,
right?
Tablature, I believe, I could be wrong, but I really, what I imagined it was where your fingers go on the frets on the guitar. So it's telling you where to put your fingers rather than teaching you the notes
the
and
notes.
You figuring out the notes from there.
So they're saying that this is unacceptable. And even though the website is giving the tablatures away, they're not charging for them, and even though the users are accessing them for free, they're still taking offense to it. And this is what your copyright laws are getting us, Mark. This is your intellectual property at work. This is the government protecting people's ideas.
It's not the government. That's the MPA.
Well, if the MPA threatens them with a lawsuit, then that will be as a result of copyright law and the government.
Well, they'll have to prove that in fact is a copyright infringement at that point. And I would imagine the government will fall in on their side. I just don't think it is.
You say the government's going to fall in on the MPA side or the website side?
In all likelihood, they just have more muscle. That's
millions
all.
Of people use the internet to learn guitar in one form or the other. It appears the NPA and NMPA and their members don't want to support us and help further our education. To you visitors from outside the USA or UK, can you find your favorite artist's official sheet music at your local music store? Even in the United States and UK, we often cannot. The NMPA, MPA have a choice to make. Either they support us as aspiring guitarists, or they choose to alienate their customer base. To date, not one sheet music publisher has contacted this website to either inquire as to our activities or to express interest in any type of dialogue or collaboration whatsoever. All we deserve is a cold, indirect, impersonal threat without any explanation. They should embrace new technologies or else become relics of the old economy. Since I'm now worried about working around tabs at all, I'm in a tough situation. Luckily, I'm fairly confident that if I alone listen to a song and then figure out how to play it by ear, I'll then be able to enjoy using that knowledge to practice and improve my guitar playing skills. Is that what's necessary for everyone to do? Work these things out alone? What a sad situation. From the manager of the Guitar Tab Universe. Sad story.
It really is.
They're after this guy for posting guitar tabs on his website. And he's chickened. I mean, apparently he's taken them all offline because he's scared. I mean, who's he? He's just some guy that runs a website. He doesn't have the money to fight these guys.
He's probably not even making any money at all. He's just doing it because...
That's what he said. He's not charging for it.
Yeah.
He's probably losing money on the website.
I'm sure he is.
1-800-259-9231. If there's anybody out there that thinks that the NMPA, MPA is correct on this, that this guy should be threatened with a lawsuit because he's posting guitar tabs on his website, please, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. John in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's on your mind, sir?
I'm just a little concerned over that police activity.
Police activity? Which police activity?
The one in Louisiana.
The one what?
About the people trying to cross the bridge.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. Hang on. We're going to come back to you, John. Hold on. 1-800-259-9231. The people crossing the bridge or who attempted to cross the bridge in New Orleans, that's where we're going next. Also, your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Trophies, blue ribbons, and Academy Awards. All reasons to break out the champagne. But before you get toasted, I'll tell you about one first place that isn't a cause for celebration when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
This first place is a dishonor, and it belongs to alcohol. Yes, the number one cause of death in automotive accidents is drinking and driving. Per the Department of Transportation, alcohol-related crashes have claimed an estimated 170,000 lives and injured nearly 5 million others at a cost of nearly $500 billion. At this rate, 2 in 5 Americans can expect to be involved in an alcohol-related crash in their lifetime. Alcohol slows reaction and impairs judgment. So if the last place you want to end up is the hospital, first things first. Choose a designated driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll take you to it with over 800 unique pages created by our listeners. In fact, you could go there and edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. But then again, so can everyone else. Wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll understand once you get there. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Big Brother, the nanny state, the Constitution, freedom. Just a few of the subjects regularly discussed on Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's a smart, politically independent current events show hosted by a loud, fast-talking journalist. If you like FTL, chances are you'll like Common Sense, too. Download the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to DanCarlin.com. Again, that's DanCarlin.com. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, John in Florida, you're back on Free Talk Live with Dean and Mark.
All right. Yeah, my main concern was the people trying to cross the bridge, a little police activity. Where are the Al Sharptons and the Reverend Jesse Jacksons, you know, the representatives of these people? You know, in the situation?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, what we're talking about is the situation in New Orleans from last year during Hurricane Katrina, where there was a large group of people, I think well over 100, if not 150 people, trying to cross a bridge to a I guess, a more all-white area of New
Some
Orleans.
Kind of safety.
I'm sorry?
Safety. They were searching safety. I mean, that's a given.
Right, and the police were barricading the bridge. They ordered them to turn around, would not allow them to cross this bridge. And it just seems like racism. I mean, the mayor of the town that they were trying to cross into was saying that, well, it seemed clear to me that there were some undesirable elements in
with
that
no
crowd.
With no evidence, right.
Of course there's no evidence. It's just a bunch of people trying to cross a bridge. How can you make a claim that some of them are criminals?
Well, right now, I guess, I think it's Mr. Jackson's negotiating some kind of hostage deal overseas somewhere.
Really?
While his own people that he's hypothetically protecting are being mongled. And, you know, just like that film that Greg Palast had previously taped and is now on the run for. You know, it's pretty pathetic here.
Well, I would say that that's pathetic on Mr. Jackson's part, but I don't think that the average black American really considers Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton to be their representative.
No, the popularity is decreasing, you know, quite rapidly. I mean, people are actually having to have learned to go on their own and you know, pull up their own pants and walk straight instead of having to depend on somebody else.
Well, I don't know, John. You weren't suggesting that most black people consider Jesse Jackson a leader. I don't think you were suggesting that for a moment. You were just saying, well, where is he? I mean, here's some...
No. Not at all. But you know, they are representatives of that particular group, and nothing's being accomplished.
They're not representatives of that group.
Absolutely not.
They're no more representatives of that group than we are representatives of white people.
No, actually, they're proving out to be the real racists.
Well, that much may be true.
I don't know.
There's an element there. All right, people.
John, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I think what he was saying was that. Well, where are these guys?
Yeah.
They claim to be the representatives. They claim to be the leadership.
I do understand that question. Where is Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson?
Right.
Where are Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson in this time?
This time of need.
Black people need them, but to anything beyond that is just, you know, it's giving them too much credence. These guys are not the representatives of black people.
No, they're representatives of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. That's who they represent. They represent their interests, and that's it. And obviously, they don't have an interest in helping 150 anonymous black folk in New Orleans get across a bridge.
Can't see why not. But
must not have been any news cameras around. See, maybe that's why there wasn't any news coverage there, so they wouldn't have been able to parlay it into any more publicity for themselves.
They do like that.
800-259.
Jesse Jackson does.
1-800-259-9231 to the email box from Jake. Hey, love your show. I'm a freedom-loving libertarian too. But I have to disagree with you on the privatization of national defense. You stated, quote, Ian, I think it's been proven over time that the U.S. military is not going to be able to be relied on for protection services at all. They have no incentive whatsoever to protect the people of America. They just don't. They might feel like they should protect America, but unfortunately they have a top-down kind of command and control structure where they're taking orders from people who are making decisions based on who knows what political... Then you interrupt and say, I'd say it's a government program, so therefore it's inefficient. Wherein I say, it is, do you want inefficiency guarding your life? Personally, I don't. Back to Jake. He says, I don't understand. How has it been proven that the military will not be able to be relied on for protection? Well, I don't know if it necessarily has been proven per se, but... Where are they? Where is the military right now?
They're all over the world.
They sure as hell aren't here. They're certainly not within the boundaries of the United States.
They really haven't left us with any operable military. The National Guard that's here...
They're not even here.
The National Guard that is here, most of them are not up to performance specs.
It took them days to even get down to a Hurricane Katrina response.
Yeah.
So there certainly has been no proof that they'll be able to be relied on for anything. He goes on, he says, I know our service members are deployed in over 100 nations and territories all over the world, but do you believe they would be sitting in their barracks in Okinawa watching CNN as Russia and China invaded? No, I didn't say
Russia
that.
Russia and China?
No, I didn't suggest that for a moment. I just don't trust them to keep me safe. There's no doubt. There's plenty of America-loving people in the military that would absolutely fight off any sort of a foreign invasion as best they possibly could. Would they blow up a few of our houses in the meantime to accomplish that sort of thing? Maybe. Would we get caught in the crossfire? Likely.
And if it was an invasion, I think there's a lot of American-loving civilians that would stand up and fight, too.
Absolutely. He says, I am in the military, and off the record, I don't believe that we should be stationed in any country except our own. But an argument could be made that one of the reasons we have not been attacked in a long time could be our physical presence abroad. Really? How can you make that argument?
I mean,
would seem to me that the fact that we are...
The sheer size of our military, which is the largest in the world and the largest the world has ever known, well, yeah, I would say that is. But being stationed abroad, I'm not sure that I think that that has anything to do with it.
No, I can't see how you can make that argument. He says the military has no incentive to protect America? I could counter that in two different ways. First, the military is the government. The government does not want to be toppled from power. The incentive is self-preservation. By the way, I agree. The government does want to preserve itself. But that doesn't have anything to do with preserving our lives. The government agencies and the people in charge of them could care less about what happens to the average Americans. Look at the response to Katrina. Look at FEMA. Look at the other agencies that were on the ground there. They were preventing help from arriving. They were preventing Walmart and other other private groups from bringing much-needed supplies to the area.
The most important thing to them was that the rules be followed and the beans were counted. That's all that mattered. They didn't care about people getting water.
Secondly, individual service members have incentive. Not only are they under contract to obey orders, their incentive is also self-preservation, protection of their families and loved ones, as well as the continued protection of individual rights. You infer the top-down command and control structure is bad. Okay, compared to what? Service members aren't micromanaged robots. We're left to make personal decisions at all levels. Well, yeah, you can, maybe can make some personal decisions, but you certainly can't make the personal decision to leave and go somewhere else. You have to stay with your squad or platoon or whatever it is that you're in. So you're limited in the amount of personal decisions that you can make. And what am I comparing to? He's talking about comparing top-down command and control. I'm talking to horizontally structured, basically horizontal organization, which is different groups interacting with one another, individuals doing what they think is best to defend the country.
We're having a damn hell of a time trying to defeat that horizontal structure in Iraq right now.
Exactly right. That's what I would prefer to have in this country, is a horizontal structure.
Now, it can
structure.
Only be used for defense. It really can't be used for offensive measures because you couldn't get enough of the people to get together on it. But for defense,
right.
Everybody has the same idea, pretty much.
Absolutely, and that's all I care about is defense. I'm not looking to offense on anyone. So horizontal defense structure is much more important. Militias, different militias, where you'd be free to leave if you didn't like the leadership. If you didn't like the orders being given, you could say, see ya, I'm going to go start my own militia. And then you can go and start a competing militia and maybe attract new members because your rules aren't as strict as the other guy's rules.
Now, one problem would be with the horizontal structure is suppose the enemy had, however, taken a city and the rest of the people in the city just generally didn't care, like the way New York was taken by the revolutionaries.
Okay.
You would need a top-down structure to attack and take back New York.
Who wants to take back New York? Let them have it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Tom in the United Kingdom is on the way. A few more thoughts from our man in the military, Jake. Also, your calls about whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, I wish somebody would take New York. Just get them out of here. They should secede, too. New York, it just keeps getting worse. In fact, I think polling numbers are showing that New York State is going to be just totally overrun by Democrats after 2006 is over.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Coming this August through October,
The Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. In fact, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then we suggest you support the show by shopping with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. Yeah, that Amazon. The Amazon. The one that sells all kinds of stuff in over 30 different categories. Books, DVDs, office products, apparel, baby stuff. Really, you can find virtually anything that you're looking for, including large appliances and furniture, all there at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Oh, wait a minute. That's not how you normally enter through enter Amazon's website. Well, that's because if you enter Amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy at that point, we'll get a percentage of. It doesn't raise your prices. There's no scam going on here. It's just a portal that alerts Amazon that we're the one that sent them the business. And in return, they send us a cut of the sale. Simple stuff. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You get all your shopping done, stuff delivered to your door, and you help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts from our friend in the military, Jake. He says, I agree that the military is an especially large bureaucracy, but I would by no means call it inefficient, especially during wartime. Well, look.
That's just because there's Jake, nothing for it to compete against, Jake.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there that fights wars besides a government's military.
That's actually not quite true. If you were to put the military, the U.S. military, up against some of the private mercenary organizations like Blackwater and these other groups that are essentially hireable mercenaries, I guess that's what a mercenary is, but hireable military people, then, yeah, I think you'll find out pretty quick how inefficient the military is. And, I mean, we've heard story after story. There was one guy that called in to tell us a story about how when he was in the Navy, he saw guys just throwing tools off the side of a ship. Why were they doing that? Well, because they had to get rid of the tools so they could spend money the next year and buy more tools so they could continue to get that budget coming in year after year. They're not interested in efficiency. They're interested in continuing to get that same budget or having that budget increased. That's not a hallmark of efficiency. There are no hallmarks of efficiency with the military. They have no incentive to conserve their resources. In fact, they have every incentive to waste them. Because they know if they waste their resources, blow more stuff up, then they'll just get it all replaced the next year by Congress. He says, now, for privatizing national defense, there will always be a percentage of people who will refuse to pay for services of the private defense companies. My main problem is this. How would these private companies provide protection to only a certain percentage of the nation's population? It doesn't seem feasible to me. You either force everyone to pay for national defense, or you provide it for free to the moochers while everyone else pays more. As I've suggested in the past, and I'll suggest again now, we don't know, first off, how private defense would work. There's no way to truly predict the way the marketplace would handle this. I mean, if we were to get the military, if we were to abolish the United States military next week, how it is that the private agencies would come up and take its place, how they would be funded, all up to question at this point. But my suggestion was that if indeed there's a demand for some sort of a national missile defense or some level of national defense that everyone in America would be protected by, then it could very simply be provided by private companies who wanted to show how great they were, that wanted to show off that Mark's Defense Incorporated is providing missile defense for the entirety of the United States. Maybe you should consider buying our personal protection plans as well. I mean, that's one way that they could do it. And there's a variety of other ways that I'll leave to you to think of. 800-259-9231, he says, just had to rant. Thanks for a great show. Keep it up. From Jake. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tom in the United Kingdom. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I had a couple of things, actually. The first thing is I've just got back from Boston. And while I was there, I was there for a conference and to see some friends. And I saw a sign in a shop in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And it's a sign that it's for the state lottery. And you're going to love this. I posted this up on your BBS. And it's the state lottery logo. It's the lottery you have to play.
Yeah, I saw that. That's cute.
Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you about this story I saw today, actually, about the, you know, the Domenezes case?
I'm not sure. The who?
Jean-Charles de Menezes, he was a Brazilian electrician living in London. And last year he was shot by the police while he was trying to get onto the tube train.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we heard about that story.
And yesterday they announced that the commander who was in charge of the operation has been, quote, provisionally selected to become one of four deputy assistant commissioners at Scotland Yard. The promotion, which was announced exactly a week before the next hearing in a prosecution case against the Metropolitan Police over its handling of the disastrous operation in July 2005, was described as a slap in the face by a spokesman for the Domenezes family.
So, wait a minute. They promoted the guy who was in charge, the guy who was... Was this one of the guys that actually killed the kid?
No, he wasn't actually pulling the trigger, but he was in charge of the officers who did.
I see. And so they gave him a commendation, essentially, by giving him a promotion.
They've said that he might be getting a promotion very soon. He's been selected for promotion.
How do you feel about that, Tom?
Pretty annoyed. It just shows that incompetence gets rewarded in the Metropolitan Police. Mm. And,
Now, is it fair to call this guy incompetent? Because, I mean, isn't it possible that he didn't know what his officers were up to? I mean, maybe he was somewhat disconnected from the actions they were taking that day.
Well, the fact is that they basically acted on completely fallacious intelligence. They had an opportunity to arrest him earlier when they could have arrested him before killing him. Mm. And if he was a terrorist, they could have prevented the terrorist attack, and they would have prevented killing him as well. But they bungled the opportunity and then shot him because they were incompetent.
And so you think that because the lower officers were incompetent, that should reflect on the guy who was in charge of those officers?
Well, I think that somebody within the police should have to take the blame for this. None of the officers have been charged.
None of them have been charged with anything?
With anything. The only thing that
Amazing.
Might happen is that they might get prosecuted under health and safety law.
How many other professions can you get into where you can just kill people and have no consequences whatsoever? It's amazing.
medicine, but that's by accident.
Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. 800-259-9222.
Okay. Glad to hear you're in New Hampshire.
Yes, we're glad to be here. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9222. Right-ho. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Board up. When I say thanks for the call, it's time to end the call. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eddie in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, I got a question. Two questions.
All right, Eddie.
First of all, whatever happened to self-responsibility?
I don't know. You tell me.
Right, personal responsibility. Second of all, and most important of all, what people are forgetting about, you talked about that there should be something national to protect us. Let me tell you something. Freedom is just a word. Unless you protect it, freedom is just a word. Because if you wait for the government to protect it, you're dead.
I agree.
I'm sorry, but this is, and this so-called war on terror is just the opposite. It's a terrorist war against religion and civilization. We have killed well over 1.5 million Iraqis over in Iraq. Civilians. For what? We got about 3,000 Iraqi veterans suffering from the depleted uranium rounds with radiation poisoning. So what? They don't care.
There's no consequences for them. I mean, why should they care?
And it's because of us.
It's because we've allowed it, you mean?
Right, because all we do is talk. Instead of getting together and doing something, all the people do is just talk.
Yeah, you can't ask Americans to actually do anything. They're too busy with their jobs and their beer and their television. I mean, what, you want Americans to actually stand up and fight for freedom, Eddie? Come on, what do you think this is, the land of the free, home of the brave or something?
I know, but you know what? Everybody's going to be in for a big shock because everybody's going to switch to the euro dollar, which means we're broke. We are dead broke. And when we're dead broke, I mean we're dead broke. Our money isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Well, what do you mean we're going to switch to the euro dollar? Our money isn't worth the paper it's written on.
Wait a minute. The oil companies were buying oil with dollars. Now they're thinking of switching to euro dollars. If they switch to euro dollars, with all the debt that we have to the different countries, we're dead.
Well, we're heading that way anyway.
I don't think they'll all switch at once.
No, either way, we're heading towards total financial chaos in this country anyway, regardless of what the oil companies decide to do as the Fed continues to inflate the money supply. Thanks for the call. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.